UNIFIL attaches great importance to its relations with the population it serves. There are several facets to this relationship, from informing the people of South Lebanon about UNIFIL's mandate and activities to providing or facilitating humanitarian assistance to the extent possible. UNIFIL radio producer Haidar Fakhes recently joined Indian peacekeepers as they set out to offer veterinary assistance to local farmers in southeastern Lebanon.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min al-Janoub. It's 8 in the morning here in the mountainous region of Sector East, which falls under the Indian Battalion responsibility. Lieutenant Colonel Umesh Mara, a veterinary doctor from Indbat, is preparing his kit and his team to embark on his daily visits to villages and farmers at the Shibar Kub area.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, how are you? All good?
Good.
There are two private vets in southern Lebanon. However, the services are sometimes beyond the reach of most farmers. More importantly, it's expensive. Therefore, farmers prefer to consult with UNIFIL experts, reinforcing an excellent bond between them, which goes back to 2006. Lieutenant Colonel Mara is one of the few veterinary doctors in South Lebanon serving these 13 villages. He explains to us his daily routine and what they do.
Yeah, we in our Inbat AO, we have about 13 villages. And most of them, they are in mountainous terrain and farmers are staying here. So every day, like 4 days in a week, we start at 9 o'clock in the morning. Our team with LA, language assistant of Inbat, we go to the village, which is pre-decided on date and days. And people are aware, they come and ask about their difficulties, their diseases of animal, and then we advise them treatment and distribute free medicines to them.
The vet does routine visits in the villages according to a prepared schedule. However, whenever there is an emergency, he immediately changes this to accommodate requests from farmers. This shows how UNIFIL peacekeepers are always willing to adjust their schedules to help the host communities.
We do provide emergency services. I can quote one example. Like, I was on leave in the month of August. The day I was coming from Beirut, the farmer shepherd in Sheba, he was waiting for me for 1 week because he had some casualties in his flock. So he had already lost 15 goats and he was desperately waiting for me. So directly from airport, I went there to see his flock. We did some post-mortem examination to find out the cause of infection, cause of deaths, and advise them treatment. And after I visited, there was no casualty. So
there are around 200 beneficiaries of the Indian Veterinary Services. Lieutenant Colonel Mara visits on average between 5 to 10 farmers a day. This has consolidated the peacekeepers' relationship with the locals. Mr. Faris Hamdan, a local farmer from Shibah, shows his appreciation to UNIFIL and to Indian vets for their services.
Shibah ما كان في أي شيء لا الدولي ولا أي شيء حد يساعدنا. ما تنجد الكتيبة الهندية صارت ساعدنا بالمواشي.
Before, nothing existed. No one helped us with the flock. Since the arrival of the Indian Battalion in UNIFIL, they started to help us in all medical costs and needs. Because if we wanted to buy these medicines, we would have to sell some of the cattle to be able to buy them. God bless them. They provide all the needed services. Any emergency, we contact the focal point and they come immediately. God bless them. We thank them and God protect them. Since they came in 2001 and 2002, something like that, and they were next to us providing help.
The Indian Battalion intends to continue providing free veterinary service in the area. What is more important is that Indian vets are sharing their knowledge with the Lebanese shepherds to enable them to take better care of their own livestock and build a trustworthy relationship with the locals. One can easily notice the result of such an activity, says Lieutenant Colonel Mara.
Like, by providing veterinary services to the shepherds, especially those who are located alongside the Blue Line, they are the ones who are very critical for us because our companies are operating there, our troops are doing patrolling, and by giving services to them, we are generating goodwill. So people know us, and it is very easy to approach them, talk to them, and share information. So it is we always find it is very important to have good relations with the people. I mean, most of the villages which are on the blue line, we have very good cordial relations with the farmer and locals in the villages.
UNIFIL troops live and work closely with the communities living in southern Lebanon. This close relationship has led to countless humanitarian initiatives which have directly benefited the people of the South. You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Haidar Fahas. Hope to have you with us again on the airwaves or on social media platforms. Stay tuned.